Luke Coomey from the SA Racehorse Owners Association is now joining us. Good morning, Luke. Things are starting to go well for South Australian racing with million-dollar races and now further moves by TRSA that will involve additional betting and money back to the industry through the international betting as well as local.
Yes, Ray. Actually, I had meant to speak about the forfeit and so forth this week. But,
yeah, that's fine. I'm quite happy to talk about that.
The events of, you know, the new vision rights, I think, has overtaken that for this week. And it is very pleasing to see that, you know, a new deal has been struck and we will be getting some, you know, free-to-air coverage through racing.com. And, of course, that will... From what I read, it will take us onto an international stage as well.
Yes.
We have been sort of having some emails backwards and forwards with TRSA over the past few weeks to discuss the vision rights and what may happen, because I'm sure we spoke about this some weeks
ago. We did. Indeed, so.
We're not happy about the way Sky Channel was chopping off the vision straight as soon as they crossed the line, and we thought that that wasn't very good service. However, going now with racing.com on free-to-air, we can, if we choose, we can watch that and see pre- and post-race discussions and interviews on South Australian Racing, which I think will be... For those people who are interested in all that, be beneficial. And of course, as we've read, there will be an expanded audience internationally, we hope.
Correct. Yeah.
So all of that's very good. Of course, with a lot of these things, the proof is in the detail. And, you know, we have a new 7-year deal which is going to inject multi-million dollar increase in income to South Australian racing. It'd be interesting to see how much that is, because I'm always a bit bemused by when multi-year incomes are released to see how much it actually means per year. But look, any increase is a good increase.
I think also the war is over between Tabcorp and UBet. So instead of trying to bury UBet, Tabcorp now, when the merger occurs, will be looking to promote South Australia rather than push it to the background. So I think that's a good thing.
I think, yes, of course. And the last year when it was announced that that merger was going to go ahead subject to ACCC approval, we were all very happy to hear that because, Victorian TAB, let's say, as everyone understands it, you know, have different wagering products and different ways of doing things that are helping to involve more people in different wagering, which is possibly not the the purest type of betting, it does add a bit of interest to those people who like to take more exotic type of systems.
Yeah. Tell us about the forfeit. You're campaigning to have it stopped. Yes. No doubt you've been in touch with TRSA. You pointed out what you think of the flaws in it. What is their reply?
Well, so far, we've had no reply. I did have a meeting some months ago with Jim Waters at TRSA regarding this, the forfeit and other things. And, you know, his attitude was that it produces some...
discussion,
exposure or interest in South Australian racing. I'm a bit dubious about that. But in effect, this year, for example, four people won it, four trainers won it. $40,000 was paid out, and we got an increase of about 0.2 horses per race through that four-peak period. So it's really making no significant difference to court race fields.
Right, but if you spend that $40,000 across the board over a year, it becomes unimportant, doesn't it?
Well, that's That's true. But, of course, if we said that about every 20 or 30 or 40,000 expenditure, it adds up to a lot. Now, what we suggested to in our latest email to TRSA regarding this matter, which was last week, we suggested that one of the things we identified from our owner's information day that we had back in early April was that although there are a number of people who wish to be involved in the horse race ownership but do not know where to go, how to start. If you go out in the street and ask people, how would you buy a racehorse? Most of them would have no idea.
It is interesting you should raise that because this Sunday in Brisbane, they're having Ausbred is putting on a show. I think they've already done it here in Adelaide, though, haven't they?
They've done it here in Adelaide. They did it in Victoria. They've done it in New South Wales. And they've done it now two or three times in Queensland.
Yeah.
The problem with all of those that we've identified is that they are promoting it to the industry.
Not to the people.
They promote it to the racing clubs and to people in the industry. Now, we already know where to go to buy a racehorse.
Yes, that's true.
We have to beat them off with sticks.
Yeah.
You know, what the people they don't reach are the general public. The people out in the street. If you went out on the street and you asked people, gee, what would you do to go and buy a racehorse?
Yeah.
They'd have no idea.
No, you'd get a block.
It's like a secret society. If you don't know the handshake, you're not going to get to buy a racehorse. So what we suggested to TRSA was that the money that they're spending on this and also some of the money they spend on promoting to get people to go to the races, which we believe is a lost cause, they should spend that in promoting racing ownership to the wider public.
Yes.
Through general media, not racing media, not the race channels, not Sky Channel, but through general media. And, you know, give them a path. Where can you go? You know, go online to TRSA and get one of their racehorse ownership booklets. Here's a place you can go to get a list of trainers to contact to have a look at horses for you or inquire whether they've got horse owners.
So if they spent the $40,000 for the four-peat on that, you'd be happier?
Yeah, much, much happier because we believe, well, there's two aspects to it. One is, the only way to increase ownership is to increase prize money because South Australian owners are tapped out as far as the money they've got to spend on racehorses. We're spending all we can.
Yes.
So the only way to improve that is to either increase prize money or inject new money into racehorse ownership. Now, the new money has to come from people outside of that are already in ownership. So we have to go to the general public, and that way we increase numbers of horses, and that solves the four-peat problem.
All right, we better leave it there. We'll adjourn. Thank you for your time this morning, Luke Coomey from the South Australian Racehorse Owners Association.